I asked John, John, is it possible that your effect has been not only discovered, but perhaps perfected by the military, and that we do have craft that can virtually change the makeup of their mass and virtually disappear to the human eye or go wherever they go when the effect that you stumbled on is applied?
I tend to believe, Art, that they have replicated it. I get signals and messages from the early 90s about that basically we let them too close. I mean, this stuff was presented in the Pentagon in 1980, and they came and investigated it. Then the Canadian government got involved also to investigate it. But when I'm trying to retrieve the video stock, especially from the Canadian government, those people don't exist, although I have all their letters and all their names. And it's interesting to note that...
What do you mean they don't exist?
You cannot contact them. They deny they were ever here. And I'm trying to go through the Freedom of Information Act to the Canadian government.
These would be people who observed your experiments.
Yeah.
Suddenly, well, no, we weren't...
Vanished.
...weren't at John's place. We didn't see anything.
That's right. And they forget, of course, that I have a lot of mail correspondence from these folks. And that I know their names. We corresponded on a very heavy level. I have all this documentation. Some of it's on my website.
That's absolutely...
You know, Art, it's interesting that you're talking about this because in the last 10 months, there's been a really heavy traffic and phone calls to me and emails and letters to me from NASA, from the Pentagon, from SAIC, I'm not sure what that stands for, and many
Science Applications International Corporation.
I have all this stuff printed out. It comes to almost 2 inches of material, and it seems to go in waves. And I get, you know, they say, well, can you send us videos? So I'll send videos to the Air Force Division of the Pentagon. I don't want to mention names in case I get hit on the head.
Yeah, I don't want you hit on the head.